A group of North Fork area residents traveled to Washington, D.C. last week to meet with the Bureau of Land Management's National Office and Colorado Senators Bennett and Udall. It was the third in a series of trips to Washington led by area environmental groups aimed at building support for the North Fork Alternative Plan, a guidebook of sorts for how some locals believe oil and gas development should play out in the North Fork Valley. Namely, it's a response to a proposed sale from earlier this year, which before it was postponed, would have opened BLM lands around the North Fork to oil and gas leasing.
What do you like the most about living in the North Fork Valley?
It's not a city.
So it's not too many people.
Jeff Schwartz is the man behind Delicious Orchards and Big B's Fabulous Juices in Paonia. Seated with his daughter in his lap, Schwartz says he doesn't see himself as an activist per se, but foremost a family man. As part of the D.C. delegation, he says he was focused on representing the area's organic farmers and protecting the lifestyle he's chosen for himself and his family.
We feel strongly that energy development needs to take place in a sane and sensible manner, and you know, energy development cannot happen in spite of everything else.
Schwartz is no stranger to energy needs, but says he still isn't comfortable with the idea of bringing more industry to the region.
None of us are saying we want this super clean, pristine, organic heaven. We're burning a lot of diesel on these farms, but the oil and gas extraction at this point and the new technologies, they haven't proven safe.
That uncertainty surrounding safety, specifically with regards to fracking, was a big part of the group's message to Washington.
There is no more valuable resource than water.
Ralph D'Alessandro is an elected member of the Delta County Conservation District and on the board for the Paonia-based Conservation Center. His message to Washington focused on oil and gas development's potential impact on water supplies.
Without water, we don't have food, we don't have plants, we don't have people. This area is a desert. That needs to be balanced against mineral extraction. Who has looked at the impact of the use of that much water for that resource when water is the most precious resource we have?
I would like to see this country remain as pristine as possible, but I don't think that we should say, don't frack the North Fork.
That's Virgil Franks, a retired Paonia resident with long ties to the region.
I think we're obligated to produce our part of the energy.
Virgil grew up farming with his father in eastern Colorado, but moved back to the North Fork region to work on the reservoir at Grand Mesa and later the Fire Mountain Canal. As an earth and life sciences teacher in the Boulder public school system for 23 years, he developed a keen appreciation for the environment. He says exploring the valley's resources has to be done with the utmost care, but that if oil and gas are there, people should be willing to use it.
We are using these natural resources, and consequently, we have a responsibility to the rest of the country, too. We can't just say...
Virgil also feels that much of the debate surrounding energy development from both sides is relatively uninformed.
I think most people, like myself, are wandering around with a tremendous load of ignorance on our backs, and yet we do make decisions that have far-reaching consequences based on opinions that are not really solidly based in science. To completely put this area off-limit to production of energy, to me, is an unfair thing to do.
So we're getting ready for hay to come in.
Ogie McGuire heads up Desert Weir Farms. Perched atop Garvin Mesa at about 6,200 feet, her solar-powered farm is home to North America's second-largest flock of purebred Black Welsh Mountain sheep. That flock is currently 3% of the breed's population worldwide, and Ogie's concerns about oil and gas coming to the region are close to home, literally. Her property is surrounded by BLM lands that would have been included in the February 2013 sale. Leases that, though postponed, haven't entirely disappeared.
For us, it doesn't matter whether the process of fracking is safe. Our business will be totally destroyed just from the development and drilling activity.
She says that oil and gas companies usually aren't required to report spills for up to 24 hours after one occurs.
In 24 hours, a spill back behind us will have completely covered our Garvin Mesa through our ditch systems. So the land will be poisoned. You cannot mitigate against that. Any of that sort of drilling and development will destroy our business. So we are fighting for our livelihood and for the lives of this breed of sheep. There has to be places that you say, no, not here, not ever.
The North Fork delegation as a whole said the response they got from both the BLM National Office and from Senators Bennett and Udall was generally supportive. Ms. McGuire, however, isn't so optimistic about the prospects of cooperation with the BLM.
I don't think that the area office in Denver is going to do anything unless they are directed to and instructed to by the Secretary of Interior. They're going to just ignore it completely, as they've always done.
The revised resource management plan from the BLM's Uncompahgre field office, which would cover the North Fork Valley, is due out sometime this fall and will be accompanied by a 90-day public comment period before the plan is set in stone. In the meantime, the North Fork alternative is sure to be a source of contentious debate here in the Valley. For KVNF News, I'm Travis Bubinick.